Deb CNN hooked up with your boy for an exclusive interview. What's going on with you, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm just chilling, man. Trying to make good music. Trying to be king out here. You know what I mean?
Okay. You know, you seem to have a crazy work ethic because, you know, not a week goes by without some new your boy tracks on the internet. You know, what do you do?
I mean, basically, I just go in the studio and work. I mean, I wake up, get in there, and I don't leave till I got finished products. And, you know, if it's good enough to go on the album, then we save it and put it to the side. And the shit that don't make the album, we put that shit out on MySpace or we put it out on the internet. So basically, everything that everybody is getting right now on the internet is just basically shit that didn't make the album.
Okay. You know, you're being praised as one of the West Coast's top prospects for 2008. You know, what's your game plan to take over?
I mean, my game plan is just to, you know, keep doing what I've been doing. I'm not going to do no extra, no less. I'm going to just keep doing what I've been doing, going in, creating and making good music. That's the only thing that got me on top right now is just good music. That's what I'm going to keep doing.
You know, it's not easy to get into the game right now unless, you know, you have a generic first single. How do you plan on getting around that?
Well, I don't know how I'm going to get around that. I'm just keep doing me. You know what I'm saying? I believe everybody got their time. You know what I'm saying? So, my time is coming real soon. The pot is bubbling right now. It's about to overflow. So, I got a magnifying glass on me right now, which is a good thing. Everybody's paying attention to me, so all I need is that one smash, and we out of here. And I believe we already got that on the under.
Okay. You know, you rep the Bay Area, but you don't necessarily have that typical Bay sound. How would you describe your sound?
I describe my sound as more of a universal sound. You know what I'm saying? When I put music out, I try to make it to where everybody around the world can relate to me, not just... You know what I'm saying? Where I'm from, the Bay Area. I rep the Bay Area all the time. You know what I'm saying? But when I make music, I try to do it so everybody can feel me. So somebody in London, England, you know what I'm saying? Florida, New York, it don't matter. I try to make everybody relate to me.
Okay. How do you feel about the Bay Area as a whole right now? You know, who are you feeling?
I'm feeling E-40. I fuck with everybody in the Bay. I'll be naming names all day. Leslie Moore, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Naming names all day, but I'll fuck with all my people at home.
Okay. And I'd like to ask you, how did you first get in contact with the game?
Oh, I first got in contact with the game through my Uncle Fat Rat. I was in the Bay doing my thing, and then my uncle hit me. He said, you know, come out here my Uncle Fat Red was doing this Black Wall Street thing, so he hit me like, you know, come out here and vibe with the game, man. Come soak some of this shit up. So, you know, he flew me out there, put me with Game. It's just been a rap ever since then, me. Game like my big brother.
Okay, and I believe you were signed to Black Wall Street for a while. And then you left, and now people saying that you're back with the game. What's the situation there?
Nah, I never was signed. It's just Game. Me and Game are like I said, that's like my brother, man. I never left. It's always been Black Wall. But I got my own situation, Precise Music Group. But it's still Black Wall for life, man. Whatever Game need me for, I'm there. Whatever I need him for, he there. You know what I'm saying? We rocking. So, that's clearing up all them rumors. We ain't never went nowhere.
But are you signed as an artist to Black Wall Street?
Nah, I'm signed to myself.
Okay.
Music Group.
Okay, so well, you know, which label are you trying to go through to get the record out? You know, to get your album out.
I mean, I'm going to get my own album out. We just did a little deal with iTunes. So, basically what I'm going to do is everything that we put out, all my singles I'm going to put them straight through iTunes. Let the fans decide. I'm saying, I'm like, three, four songs out to iTunes, see which one everybody is picking up on the most, and we might just take that one and just run with it.
Okay. And then your first single, go ahead.
Everything is going digital nowadays. You know, niggas ain't selling records like they used to. If you check the sound scans, niggas ain't moving units, man. Everything is going to the internet, and I am one of the biggest artists on the internet right now, so that's to my advantage.
I feel you. You know, your first single was supposed to be Holla At Your Boy, produced by Kool & Dre. There was a video for it and all that, but it didn't seem to get that final push. What happened with that song?
It wasn't getting the reaction like we needed. It was a good song, it was cool, but it didn't get the reaction we needed. We back to the drawing board.
Okay. And you recently dropped your third mixtape, Optimus Rhyme. Tell us about that.
Optimus Rhyme is crazy, you know. I call it the Transformer mixtape. It's really like an album, though. I got all original beats. We put it out there, and they loving that, man. That shit been going crazy in the streets right now. If you ain't got it, make sure you get it. You can get it off my MySpace or digital product MySpace. Crazy mixtape.
How would you compare it to the first two?
The first one, Chapter One, The Rise, I would compare it more to that. Chapter One, The Rise was all original beats, so it was more like an album. The second one that I did with Big Mike, it was more of a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? We used other people's beats and shit, jacket for beats.
Yeah.
This one is more like Chapter One, The Rise, so.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, you know, who besides yourself are you feeling the most on the West Coast right now? Who are, like, your top picks that you're fucking with?
My top picks that I'm fucking with? To keep it real with you, I don't know. Let me see. I'm trying to think about that one. Glasses got a hot new one out right now with Akon. I've always been feeling my man Glasses, so him, my nigga J-Rock.
Yeah.
Just you, man. Just you.
Okay.
I'll be here all day. I'm not finna give out too many names.
Okay.
Me and J-Rock been working on some shit together. So look out for that.
Sounds good. And you know, a lot of people don't know that you already have a solo album out there from a few years ago called Rookie of the Year. And how much would you say that your style and sound has evolved or changed since your first record in 2005?
Night and day. Night and day. That Rookie of the Year, that was cool, but man, about 4 or 5 years ago. I don't sound anything like that. I'm a whole nother person right now. Whole nother person.
Right. Do you still listen to that record?
Every now and then I go back just to, you know, get a good little laugh. You know what I'm saying? I listen to it. I just, like, every time I listen to it, I'm like, damn, I can't believe I used to rap like this. Because right now it's like a whole nother game, man. I'm a whole nother person.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't heard it, go back and listen to some of that shit and then listen to me now.
And you know, I know this is something that gets mentioned a lot when they talk about you, the whole Kevin Federline connection. Can you break down one more time how the connect between you and Kevin Federline happened, and you know, how the whole writing thing happened?
Well, you know, shit. K-Fed, that's my dog right there. I moved to Malibu. You know, that's where everybody's at. You know, the Paris Hiltons, the Britney Spearses. And K-Fed was living out there. That was my neighbor. My Uncle Fat Rat brought me over there. He had a, you know what I'm saying? We just been, that's my man's right there. You can't knock the man for million Britney Spears. It's my homie. And what?
So how did it come about that you wrote his record?
I don't know how that came about. I might have wrote a lot of people's records. If you're paying, I'm writing.
Alright, and you know, you said that you moved to Malibu. What's up with that? How did that happen? You ain't even got an album out.
I know. I just say it's God.
That's it?
I made the right move. And I do the right things. And I end up in the right place. You know, it's best for me to be, you know what I'm saying, living like this before an album even dropped.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All off mixtape. Everything I do is all off mixtapes. You gotta understand that. Niggas do albums, and I put out mixtapes better than these niggas' albums.
For somebody who hasn't heard your music before, how would you describe your style?
I would describe my style of my own. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of everything. A little bit of West Coast, a little bit of South, a little bit of East Coast. All blended into one.
Okay.
My own style. I come different every time. I'm so versatile. You might hear me on a rock and roll song tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything blended into one. There's nobody out there like me right now. I guarantee it. Nobody.
What would you like to achieve with your first album, with your debut album?
I just want to put the West Coast on top, man. That's all I want to do. I feel like we don't get the proper respect that we deserve right now in hip-hop. I want to show niggas, and not only just the West Coast, the Bay Area. I want to show niggas that there is somebody in the Bay Area that could be a leader in hip-hop. You feel me? Make the best music I can. Just give us our respect out here.
All right. Which producers can we expect you to work with on your album?
I got my own producers. I got a dude named Fame out of San Diego. He's a beast. Got my dude Infrared in the Bay. Got a few other cats, you know what I'm saying, I'm working with. There's nobody too special, you know what I'm saying? I mean, ain't nobody like... I'm not worried about the Scott Storchers or none of them dudes.
No, that's not, I wasn't saying that. I was wanting to know that, you know, who you working with. If it's your dudes, just, you know, get them out there.
Yeah. I basically got two producers.
Okay, two Fame ones. And Infrared.
Yeah, them niggas is crazy.
Infrared did that 100 Bars of Death, right?
Yeah, Infrared did that 100 Bars of Death. He did that Precise Gang.
Yeah. That shit was banging. Okay. What about guest appearances? Anybody that you're going to have on your album that you want to let us know about?
I got Lil Boo from Cash Money. I got Crooked Eye on the album. You might hear Game on the album. I like to just keep it me, though. Might hear any features you hear, I fuck with. They're my niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, I hear a few features, but most of the time, I'm going to just keep it me.
Okay. Do you have a realistic release date that we can expect for the album?
No release date, man. I'm trying to create the best album that I can. I'm trying to beat everybody out. So when I drop, I want that motherfucker to be a bomb, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm creating till I feel like the album is perfect. Don't throw it out there. You'll get the release date first right here on dubcnn.com, though.
Yeah. And, you know, any upcoming collaborations people can expect from you in the near future, stuff that you've been working with people?
Yeah. We've been working on my single right now. This motherfucker is going to be big for the Bay. And it's going to be me and E-40. Y'all stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Other shit.
Sounds crazy.
Yeah.
You know, before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
MySpace.com/your boy, yourboymusic.com, yourboyblog.com. If you ain't with the movement, get on it. Dub ESPN.com. You know what I'm saying? We doing it, all right? Take over, man. Get behind your boy. Let's make this shit happen. Holla.